The house was not the minimalist and modernist style Jobs would have designed if he had built a home from scratch. Nor was it a large or distinctive mansion that would make people stop and take notice as they drove down his street in Palo Alto. It was built in the 1930s by a local designer named Carr Jones, who specialized in carefully crafted homes in the storybook style of English or French country cottages. The two-story house was made of red brick, with exposed wood beams and a shingle roof with curved lines. It evoked a rambling Cotswold cottage, or perhaps a home where a well-to-do hobbit might have lived. The one Californian touch was a mission-style courtyard framed by the wings of the house. The two-story vaulted-ceiling living room was informal, with a floor of tile and terracotta. At one end was a large triangular window leading up to the peak of the ceiling. It had stained glass when Jobs bought it, as if it were a chapel, but he replaced it with clear glass. The other renovation he and Powell made was to expand the kitchen to include a wood-burning pizza oven and room for a long wooden table that would become the family's primary gathering place. It was supposed to be a 4-month renovation, but it took 16 months because Jobs kept redoing the design. They also bought the small house behind them and raised it to make a backyard, which Powell turned into a beautiful natural garden filled with a profusion of seasonal flowers along with vegetables and herbs.